Blog Talk Radio.
Everything all right. That's Jules by Follow Me. Amen. Gift of man. Thank God for him. And good morning. Good morning. And God bless you. Welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday. Praise the Lord. How y'all doing? Now y'all need to pray. We need to pray this morning. I've been traveling and the pollen, I don't know what the count is here in New York, but Lord have mercy. It is beating me up. I don't suffer directly with allergies all the time. But when it's high like this, it's got to be really high. So y'all pray for me and for people who suffer with allergies as a norm. They must really be going through it in this season right now. The pollen and the ragweed and all of those different counts are really high. And so just pray, especially for people who suffer with asthma and bronchitis. This is a very, very bad time for them. And so we want to just pray for them and pray God's hand and protection. And in most cases, all you can do is just kind of work through it and, you know, take allergy kind of stuff. But it's a miserable time for people, especially if they're chronic asthmatic. So if you know someone who's chronic asthmatic, you just need to check on them and make sure that they are doing the things they need to do, and little stuff like washing your face and rinsing your nose just to get the pollen out of your system as best you can. I tell you, it's something. And so just keep those people in prayer and, you know, just help them, just check on them. And especially our elderly who might have some of those challenges as well. So let's make sure that we are looking out for one another and taking care of each other as family and just staying on top of this and helping each other as much as we possibly can during this time. Amen. They say the only thing that really deals with it is rain, heavy rain, I guess. So I'm like, Lord, let it rain. Jesus, let it rain, Father. Amen. It's a miserable, miserable time. But we thank God for life. Thank God that we are still in the land of the living. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Amen. We're Wednesday night. We'll see you tonight at Recharge. You come ready to learn, to grow, to pray. We're going to believe God and just continue to grow as we go through what we believe, the doctrines of our faith. We're going to be doing it all year, just taking our time and walking through what we believe so that we can get an understanding of who we are in the body of Christ and understand. So even over the last several weeks, just dealing with and staying on top of salvation. It is such a misunderstood topic, notion amongst Christians. And so we've spent some time diving into it and looking at the scripture. We talked about the security of our salvation, the fact that I believe that we theologically and biblically, actually, that we cannot lose our salvation. It's not something that we keep. It's not something that we keep, so therefore we can't lose it. Amen. We can't lose it. And so we walk through the scriptures. That's what we've been doing, opening the Bible and walking through scripture and explaining scripture and looking at what was going on when that scripture was written so that we could get an understanding, because this is not a new topic. If you go back, you look at Paul's writings, and you see Paul correcting some of the same issues and conversations that we're having today. Paul was saying, no, it's not circumcision that saves you. So they were saying, well, if you're not circumcised, then you're not saved, and you got to get circumcised. And Paul was like, no. And they were like, well, you know what? You got to keep the Jewish dietary laws, and if you don't do that, then you're not. And Paul was like, no. And they were like, oh, you know what? You can't do these kind of things. And if Paul was like, no. It's the blood of Jesus. It's none of these outside things that we feel, and we still feel as a culture and society, that we've got to have something we earned when it comes to salvation. And that's really what it's about. We're looking for something to earn. So I gotta earn this. And that's how we approach it. And I'm telling you, just like Paul said, over 2,000 years ago, saying the same thing. No, it's not that. It is the blood. Paul says in Colossians, just Jesus. It is just the blood of Jesus. That's what it is. And so we walk through the scripture and understand that I'm secure in my salvation. That does not mean that I get to do what I want and live how I want. No, it means that my salvation is secure. And when you're in love, when you love somebody, you're not looking for how to hurt them. You're not looking for ways to push them around. You're not looking for ways. No, you're looking for how can I get as far away from the things that would hurt them. I don't look for opportunities to hurt my wife. Oh, okay, I know she doesn't like this, so I'm going to do this so I can hurt her to prove to her that I love her. That's narcissistical, and it's ridiculous. We don't look for ways to hurt our children. I know she doesn't like, he doesn't like this, so I'm going to do it. No, there's something wrong when we're doing that. When we love someone, we look for ways to please them and how we can get as far away from the things that hurt them as possible. My mother does not like flowers. Never, ever has. You don't want to give my mother flowers because she's not going to take them. She might take them and be nice, but she's not keeping them. She has allergies really bad. So you bring flowers, we can't even bring flowers in the house. And so it would be silly of me to say, I'm going to show my mother how much I love her on Mother's Day by bringing her just 5 bouquet of flowers. No, that would not be showing her how much I love her. I can't do whatever I want to do in expressing my love to her. No, I have to do the things that please her. So my mother would be more happy with a beautiful artificial plant, let's say. She'd be much more happy with that than a flower, because it agonizes her. Flowers bother her tremendously. She don't even like to be in a room with live flowers. because they bother allergies so much. So to get my point, so we don't look for ways to hurt God. I don't just do whatever I want to do. Salvation, when we show enough, get saved, and we lock ourselves into pleasing God and growing in God and being who God needs us to be, we're looking for how to please God. We're looking, okay, this pleases him according to Scripture. I'm going to move away from that. That's just the way that works. And so we spend some time, and we're moving off from that, but I just want you to, my God, really get an understanding of this area and an understanding of the fact that my salvation is secure in God, period, secure in God. And so we're talking about that. So I want to see you, and we spend some time really talking and trying to answer questions. And so come on out and be a part of that. Help us worship and get recharged. Make it exactly what God told us to do a year ago. He said, I want you to use it to help people recharge their faith and recharge their walk, recharge their experience with God. And so that's what we have been attempting to do. It. So we'd love to see you. And don't forget also, this Sunday is Mother's Day. So you better get out something to show the women in your life who are mothers, your wife, your children, your mother, you know, how much you appreciate and love them. If your mother has gone on to glory, if your mother's not here, we pray for you. My mother is still with us, thank God. And so I don't know what that feels like, but I pray for you. I know it's got to be a tough thing. And I pray for you. My grandmother, whom I've never met, my grandmother passed. I was not even born. I never met my grandmother. As a matter of fact, she passed, my God, I think it was maybe some 10 years before I was born or something to that effect. And even to this day still, my mother remembers her mother fondly with tears. And so she loves it, remembers her mother. So it's not something that just goes away. It's just not, so I want to say that. I don't want to feel led by the Spirit to say that. It's not, so don't be saying, oh, Lord, it's been 5 years, it's been 7 years, I should be over. No, when you lose a parent, mother and father, when you lose a parent, you lose people who you love dearly. It's something that never really completely, totally goes away. We heal, but it's not something that we just never feel again. And so I just wanted to say that to you. And so come and be a part of our services on this Sunday. Bring your mother with you. Bring family and friends with you. We have a word night on that Monday. Amen. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much, and we are grateful. We love you so much. God, I'm praying specifically for people who suffer with these allergies in a tremendous way, and those who have breathing and respiratory issues. God, we're asking for your hand of protection over them, and that you would heal them, that you would help them through this tough season of these allergies. And I'm praying, God, for every mother, and that you would bless them, Lord God, with love, and let them know that they are loved, not just on Mother's Day, but that this is a special day that we can set aside to show our love for the person who carried us into the world. And so we thank you, Lord God, and we pray for those who don't have good relationships with their mother, and that might also, this season becomes very difficult for them. And so, Lord, we want to be sensitive to that, and we ask that you would help us as a family to be sensitive to the pains, to the ups and the downs that people might be going through in this season. And so you help us to love them through their tough times. God, we give you this day, and we ask for your grace and your mercy, for protection and healing and keeping us. We ask that you would help us through this season, help us in times, and give us strength and direction in Jesus' name. We stand saying that we're going to have a great day today, and we're going to do it on purpose. We're going to look for ways to have a good day. We're going to look for things to bless you for. We're going to look for things to lift up your name about. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'll see you tonight. We're going to work on these allergies. I'm going to be ready tonight. Amen. God bless you. Bye.